वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णनाम्ने गौरत्विषये First of all, I am doing lakhs and lakhs pranam to my Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pas Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, and also my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pas Srimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. Go on. And very happy to come to Costa Rica. Especially, I came to Western countries and Eastern countries to realize and to see the glory of Swami Maharaj. And especially to have the lotus dust of the lotus feet of Swamiji, and that is why I went everywhere and I took the lotus dust of his lotus feet. Especially I went to Western countries in mountains, and so big dense forests, and there I saw very sacred places like New Braja, Vajar, Saranagati, and in Australia, what?
New Govardhan.
And so many places, and I become overjoyed to see the glory of Swamiji. How he was like a touch of stone. And wherever he went, he touched that all irons became gold. I think not gold, but itself like chintamani. They become all chintamani, not gold. Anyone, common person, cannot preach Krishna mission or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu object and mission. Only the very devotees, especially who has been bestowed Krishna mercy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercy in them. Let me tell one. I think Swamiji was not a common man or person. Without the power of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, anyone cannot preach like he preached. There were so many acharyas in India, like Madhvacharya, Ramanuj, Shankar, so many. But only they preached in India, somewhere here, there. And this Swamiji, very miraculously, in very small, short time, he preached all over the world, so many temples everywhere, so many preaching centers, so many big publications of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, authentic books he did. So it is very wonderful. It has been translated not less than 40 languages, of best languages of worlds. Especially Srimad Bhagavad Gita has reached in the remote villages and every devotee in the whole world. Door to door he tried to send this. So fortunate that with my Gurudev I met Swamiji in 1947. I think that most of you have not burned at that time. No, there was no scone. He has not established. But ISKCON was there. ISKCON is not a mortal thing, not to take birth and not to die. Nothing. Has not taken birth any time. No establishment, no death, no stopping, nothing. It is forever before Krishna in Satya Yuga, and it will be forever. This Krishna consciousness is only pure love to Krishna and Radhika. The mission and object of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the same, and Jiva Goswami called it Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha. The life and soul of this ISKCON or the Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha is to love and serve Radha Krishna conjugal or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Himself, taking the shape of Srimati Radhika and beauty, Himself Krishna came. And he propagated this mission that we are part and parcel of God. There is no love and affection for Krishna or supreme personality of Godhead, then we are like dead person. So the object and mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the object and mission of Srila Rupa Goswami. And the object and mission of the Rupa Goswami is the object and mission of all disciplic acharyas up to Srila Swami Pad, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. So, this love and affection for conjugal is the life and soul of ISKCON or whole Vaishnavism. Swamiji had not established any new thing. New bottle. In the pranam mantra of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gau. Here it has been told that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Baha Mahavadanyaya. Why Vadanyaya? Because he sprinkled his mercy that all should have Krishna Prema. By giving Krishna Prem, he is Mahavadanaya. So, the aim and object of this Mahapurush, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, was the same to give Krishna Prem. But in the beginning, we see that he has to cut so many jungles of Mayabad, Sahajiya, Sakhi, Bheki, and so other things. Karmi, Jnani, Yogi, Tapasvi. And his most of the time went on this. But he wanted to cultivate and make this land fertile so that prem seed can be given there. But really his work was not that only to cut jungles. But he has to do, and he did it by name Sankirtan, Yuga Dharma. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Yuga Dharma is name Sankirtan. Without this, heart cannot be purified and cannot be fertile. That is why he adopted Kali Yuga Dharma, Krishna Nam Sankirtan, and through this Nam Sankirtan he gave Krishna Prem everywhere. Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been told very clearly that Krishna Prem Prayojan, not Krishna, Krishna. Because Kansa has seen Krishna, but he became furious and angry. If there is no prem, we will be like Kansa, Jarasandha, Shishupal, Raman, Hiranyakashipu, like a demon. Krishna took them in. So, Swamiji has come only to give this thing, especially. So, if there is a sprinkle of prem, then we can be happy and we can each other like brothers, like friends, like God brothers, and so prem, priti, loving affection will be each other. Otherwise, never it can be. Swamiji has not made any sect or sectarian view.
Srila Prabhupada
had not made anything to quarrel each other or anyone. He has taught us like other disciplic acharyas have taught that we are one family and that family is called Gaur family.
Family.
So anyone who is loving and serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu, anyone chanting, remembering Krishna and Radhika, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
they are in family, Gaur family. They should be honored, they should be given
respect
and everything. Like we are same or whether they are Kanishta, whether they are Madhyam, whether they are Uttam, they should be given respect according to their stage. But even a person who is not been initiated, he had not been initiated, but he is chanting Gaur Krishna or Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu, we should try to honor, to think that he is coming in our family, and he will come in our family, or he is in our family. Whether anyone is of disciple of anyone, whether he may be of Swamiji, Prabhupadiyo, or he may be the disciples of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and others, anyone, or he may be the disciple of Swamiji, no harm. We are all in one family. Really, I realize this thing here, in guidance of what, Maharaj? I realize here. Like they are thinking, we are all in one family. I was so fortunate from beginning. About since 52, 53 years, I'm serving him. When he met first, I served him so much, like my Gurudev. So much glad to have my services. Time he was family man, not sannyasi. When he left everything, but not left, when Krishna managed that everyone should left him, he came to. His wife left him, his sons left him, they told that you should go out of our home. And he came to me in Mathura and me. At that time he was penniless, no penny, no farthing, nothing, no bed, no quilt, no nothing, nothing. Empty-handed he came to me. I gave him everything. Maharaj has written me a letter. Not to me, but my god brother. I was never intended to take sannyas. And Maharaj, the person who insisted me again and again that you should take sannyas, again and again that you are so much qualified to take sannyas order and to preach in whole world by the order of your holy master, why you are not taking? You must take. Told me that I was so much fearing for this. I never wanted to take sannyas order because there were some reasons. He told that when I took initiation from my holy master Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, I read one slok in Srimad Bhagavatam. That slok is Jada jasya anugrahnami harishye tad dhanam sanaiha. That is the meaning of this slok, that I read in Srimad Bhagavatam that if anyone takes shelter of Krishna, Krishna takes everything of him and makes a street beggar of that person. But even he chants and remembers, then I can give him anything he likes. and weep. Those who want to chant and remember and to take shelter of Krishna, they will have to weep, weep and weep again and again. But I was not ready for this. I was fearing that I will have to weep and I have to give up my all wealth, reputations and everything. Then what I will do? But I never stopped my chanting, remembering and doing devotional services. This is why I lost my job in Bengal Chemical. He was like as owner of that company, like manager and everything. But anyhow, he has to leave that. After that, he told that I established my own karkhana.
Factory.
Medicine factory. But it also fell in sometime. Then I become like beggar, but still I started a medical shop in Allahabad where Jawaharlal Nehru of India, Prime Minister, and his daughter also, Indira Gandhi, she was also Prime Minister. They used to come to my shop.
Okay.
In couple of days, it was also stopped. He was a straight beggar. What Krishna wanted. Now you are telling me to take sannyas. After, in the same time, our Guru Maharaj from Navadip, he was the bosom friend of Swamiji, god brother. I told my Gurudev, requested that you should give some pressure that he should take sannyas. My Gurudev told him that, why you are not taking sannyas? You are so much qualified. You should just today, you will have to take. Was Biswarup Kaur. That day was Biswarup Kaur. You know that? Prophecy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered me to make danda and door, coffin and everything. I made with my own hand his danda, his clothes, that uttariya and this with my... And I... With my own hand, I wrapped these cloths. I taught him how to take these things. You should know that he did not know because I have taken sannyas before him in 54 and he took sannyas in 59. So, we were god brothers for in sannyas relation. He was disciple of his god brothers, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav. So, I always treated him, behave him like my Shiksha Guru. But Swamiji never behaved me like a disciple. Always bosom friend, sitting on the same seat, chanting, remembering, doing kirtan, sometimes I making chapati, he used to make chapati, I will do he, and then I offer, and with sitting on the same seat, I gave my this chadar, because he has no chadar. Some other temple, I did all these services, and torn valli, quilt, one was there. I lived with him so many times, so much time. In our Keshavji Gaudiya Math, he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, up to third canto, and it was published in Delhi. And he told me that I want to go to Western countries to teach now. You will have to help me and you will have to come with me in Western countries. So, I went to Delhi and from there I collected his old so many books, his all things, Gita word and torn, Srimad Bhagavatam, everything, and I sent from Calcutta in Sindhya navigation everything to New York 22nd Avenue. He was very fond of sweets. I also send him peda, DTs, mridanga, kartal, everything from India. Fond of taking very delicious foods and to offer Krishna. Very delicious. And he used to prepare himself. All the Gaudiya Vaishnava should be very expert in cooking. I also know cooking. So he used to very praise me for that cooking. And he very fond of my cooking. He requested me to come with him in preaching because he was alone. But at that time I refused that my Gurudev is here. I am serving here. When he will go to Bengal, then I may come to you. His order. To obey his order. I have now come here. He has planted seed of bhakti. He has planted the seed of bhakti. Some seeds are sprouting, some are growing, some have leaves, two leaves, four leaves, six leaves, more. But there are so many that these seeds are drying. So many devotees that they have no association, that is how they are going to fall, they are falling down. Sannyasi are living sannyas, brahmachari are marrying, and gopikam is gone. That is why he has ordered me to help his devotees. I have not come to collect any money. I have not come to make any disciple. Nothing to do with new disciples. I know the effect of doing disciples. And so many devotees who came to me for initiation, I told that you should go to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Japataka Girir Maharaj, Shivaram. I don't want to. I want to only help. Sometimes I become worried that anyone comes to me, and if any leader tells that you cannot return to ISKCON, then it becomes some problem. If I am coming here or in England, in America, so many devotees want to meet me and to see me. But if they are coming, sometimes they will have very big problem that they tell that you cannot come again in ISKCON. If I am not helping, then I am disobeying Srila Swami Maharaj himself. If I am going to obey now the devotees, newly devotees, then I am going to disobey Swamiji. And if I am obeying Swamiji, then I am disobeying them. It is a problem. In any case, I don't want to disobey Swamiji. If whole world becomes in one side, I will be only alone in one side obeying Swamiji. So happy here. I'm here. I'm overjoyed to have association of a Vaishnava like him. I wanted to glorify so much Swamiji, but I have no time here because I will have to return. I'm also not healthy enough to speak so much. Anyhow, I know that we are all in one family. That family is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family. I never take any offense, never anything from anyone. I want only unconditional service of Swami. Hare Krishna.